This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
420 day with Saturday. Do you even know what 420 means? 420 is a slang term for marijuana, man. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I know a lot of slang terms for marijuana. I know there's all kinds of different strains. I learned this when I was a kid growing up with my uncle who was a marijuana dealer. I remember going to my uncle's house one day after school, and he and a friend were sitting in the living room, had their dope out on the table, and they were rolling joints for distribution. Place smelled like a skunk. I mean, like it smelled like it was a family of skunks living in that house. Oh, man. Not only did my uncle deal in the 420, the marijuana, man, but he also fought dogs. Yeah, he was the stereotypical brother. I'm just saying. Stereotypical. But I still love him. Love him with all his flaws. He just recently had a stroke. I called him up. My first cousin, his oldest daughter, put a Facebook tweet out and said, "My daddy's in the hospital. Luckily, I was in town when it occurred. He had a stroke, blah, blah, blah. I got the details. He's in the hospital." I called him up, and he said, "Hey, nephew, how you doing? How you doing?" It sounded like he was an Italian. "Nephew, how you doing? What about you? You need a favor?" We had a good laugh. I told him that he didn't sound so great. We just joked it off. He's always been a joker. He's a laugher. My uncle's like, he's one of those guys when he talks to you, he talks like this. Yeah, you know, he's one of those kind of talkers, right? Uncle Robert, I hope you get better, man. But he's been a scoundrel his whole life. I don't know that there was a woman he was with that he didn't beat. He was a beater till the end. He's probably too weak now. Probably women are beating up on him his payback. Maybe he had his stroke. Oh, my gosh, he's been through some women. And my uncle has, I don't know, how many kids? Seriously, my uncle must have, no exaggeration, he's got to have at least 9 kids by 6 different women. He is the prototypical dude, the prototypical daddy. Now, he's always there for his kids. He doesn't have much, but what he has, he'll give it to you. He is a man who will give you the shirt off his back. He is just like my biological grandfather, according to my mother. Because my uncle's dark-skinned, my grandfather, my real grandfather, not the one who raised me, was very dark-skinned, my real grandfather. He was half Cree Indian, but he was real dark-skinned. And my grandmother said when he was sober, he was the hardest working, one of the best dudes on the planet. But when he drank, he was crazy. My uncle's deal was marijuana, and he didn't drink much, but he did other drugs. I don't know what he did his whole life, but I know I watched him many times rolling joints for his own pleasure and for distribution. Did I mention that? And see, there's a lot of black folks right now living in that same world that he lives in. They dote on marijuana. They dote. You get your street cred by having marijuana. They're smoking dope with your friends, giving out a joint, you know, whatever. You get your street cred. You know, it's funny to me. I tweeted this. I said, all the Democrats, Elizabeth Warren is in favor of legalizing dope. They don't say a single word about cancer. They don't say anything. I mean, breathing smoke into your lungs. I don't know what these oils do and all this stuff, but here's what I'll tell you. It can't be good to breathe anything but good pure air into your lungs. It can't be good. They do it. 420 day. Did you toke up on Saturday? Did you find yourself a dealer? Get you some marijuana and get your smoke on? I'm just curious. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Keeping it real over here. People say,
I don't know if we can get black folks and other millennials to listen to shows like this.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm talking real talk. Send this clip to your friends, to your kids, you know, people that you know, and have them get it out to their friends and find out if I'm giving you real talk. 420, real day. Marijuana, different types, different strains, different reasons for using it. Now, and by the way, I don't care if you make marijuana an industry. I don't find out what the oil does. Find out if the plant. I heard the hemp industry at one point was a big deal. We had hemp rope. All that people would probably be smoking their rope if we still had hemp ropes. It was a big industry back in the 1900s, and, you know, and maybe before that. I don't know. We could do the research. You got time. But the point is, all this stuff that was going on, and we outlaw it now, and I think it smells horrible. That's the only reason. If I was working on a marijuana, me personally, I'd be working on getting rid of that stank butt smell. That's what I'd be working on getting rid of. Marijuana with all the smooth effects of marijuana without the stanky breath, you know? Would you kiss a woman that smoked marijuana? I wouldn't. I don't even want to kiss a woman that smoked a cigarette. She got to be pretty fly, as we say. She better be finer than frog's hair, because as soon as she comes up on you, I'm like, oh, wait, here's a mint, baby. Let that settle in. Let that Altoid settle in a little while. Then it could get back with me, you know? It's essentially legal, right? 420. Trading stocks, marijuana stocks. I'll admit it. I trade marijuana stocks. I have an investment in marijuana stocks. It's on the stock exchange. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want to get in trouble with the FCC. But it's if you know what the money for in Swedish money is, it's that, except with spelled with a C. If you want to look it up, there's two. I have two marijuana stocks. So toke up, America. I don't care. Here's the thing. As far as drugs are concerned, I've never done them, never will. If people want to do them, if you want to smoke your dog's turd, for all I care, smoke it. And then get on a stock exchange so I can invest in it. It's an unlimited supply. Leftists love their drugs, boy. Elizabeth Warren, she wants the black votes, and she's up there talking. If you hear Elizabeth Warren go, hey, y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your girl. It's your girl, Elizabeth, on camera, drinking a burst, hitting that 420. If she makes a video like that, you'll know she's gone off the deep end. But here's the thing. Elizabeth Warren wants you to smoke dope. There's a reason Elizabeth Warren wants you to smoke dope. All you have to do is understand you need to be high to listen to her. If you are sober listening to Elizabeth Warren, you might commit suicide. Put your guns away, leftists, if you support that crazy woman. She's the Dolezal of rich elite white women. At least Dolezal had a reason. Dolezal likes you. I'm Poe. I might as well play the black girl. I look better as a black girl in a way. Yeah. Elizabeth Warren, she got a silver spoon still up her butt. It didn't just come from birth. It got implanted. Shoot. She getting over. Marijuana, man. Everybody, all the leftists want them some marijuana. Hey, you got it, man. You got it, S.A. I got your marijuana for you.
Oh, we got a lot to talk about today, baby cakes. A lot to talk about, huh?
What?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about these Democrats again. What they're trying to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do you feel guilty having supported Mitt Romney? I do. Not even kind of. I do. And the potential of this guy was so huge, but I have to tell you, he's worse than McCain. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. How pathetic. Worse than John McCain. No exaggeration whatsoever. This guy has a vendetta against, as opposed to putting his energy where it should be, which is against the left. I mean, this is a guy who's a Mormon. He's supposed to have, you know, the highest standards of morals and what have. I mean, I've met a lot of Mormons, and they're very, you know, they seem to be really good people, the Latter-day Saints and whatever else they are. They seem to be, you know, just very straight-laced and all that. And as opposed to spending his time attacking the left for killing babies and wanting sanctuary cities where people, American citizens, are being murdered, this knucklehead is out there talking about President Trump and this Russian report. What did he say? Expressed disappointment in the president following the release of the Mueller report. And what did he say? I don't know exactly what the quote was, but it was something along the lines, I'm disappointed, I'm, you know, he was reprehensible. What are you talking about? What in that report? could you look at it and say Donald Trump was the wrong, the bad guy here? You got a bunch of Democrats who tried a coup. Now, before the, it was a coup, they tried to frame him. They wanted to put him in prison. Then when he became president, they tried a coup so they could impeach him. And what does Romney expect this man to do? Oh, to pull a Romney and bail out and get his butt kicked? This guy was handed the presidency. He could have crushed Barack Obama. Mitt Romney piked. He's a piker. He blew it. And instead of being mad at himself, number one, at his campaign people, number two, at Barack Obama, number three, he puts his animus towards Donald Trump. It's ridiculous. God, I'm so embarrassed. And he becomes senator in Utah, which, shame on you, Utah, because you know what you're getting. You're getting a Murkowski and a Collins and a Porter and all these other people who, by the way, most of them did identically what Romney did. They said the same thing. Susan Collins, who's out of Maine, she said the special counsel findings offered an unflattering portrayal of the president. How so? All made up. Trump was supposed to be cavorting with Russian prostitutes and in such a way that people were getting dirt. The Russians had dirt on him and all this other stuff. It turns out none of it's true. Then Trump was supposed to be the person who colluded with the Russians, who tried to steal the election, blah, blah, blah. Look, I don't care what the Russians did in trying to hack our elections. As far as I'm concerned, it's par for the course. It's what we do to them. Nobody's even talking about that. What are we doing to influence elections around the world? Probably quite a bit under Obama and every other administration. I'm not saying it's good or bad. You know, for all intents and purposes, I wish everybody would stay out of everybody's elections. Let me put it that way. But they don't. So the idea that, oh, they tried to do something. Okay, fine. They did. They tried to do it every election cycle. Barack Obama tried to convince us that they couldn't do it. He said it's impossible.
They can't do that. There's no way for them to do it.
I played the clip. Yeah, they do it. They try. But he said it. Anybody that would take it as a serious thing, he said, Donald Trump just needs to go on and campaign and accept the results of the election. He should have been giving that speech to Hillary Clinton. So Donald Trump gets accused. I just want to know what your reaction would be. I don't care about Romney. I don't care about this other stuff. Here's what I want to say to you. You get accused of whatever your life is right now. They accuse you of cavorting with Russian prostitutes and supposedly putting yourself and your family and your job, your business, whatever, at risk. And it's not true. Then they say you've been compromised by whoever your biggest competitor is, and you're actually working with them against the people that you care about. What would you do? If somebody just came up and told lies about you, here's what I would tell you. This is like Kavanaugh. This is like Kavanaugh, where you're up for the biggest thing you could possibly get, biggest appointment in your life, and then somebody goes back and they claim that Donald Trump had been working with Putin for 8 years for this moment. That, I guess it wasn't enough of a tip-off to the FBI that hadn't occurred. Let me tell you, folks, rest assured, Trump will be vindicated. But what gets me is, you would think Mitt Romney, you would think Susan Collins. Rob Portman said this, he's out of Ohio. The 44-page report documents a number of actions taken by the president or his associates that were inappropriate. What is this man on? This, you know what bugs me most about this? Is that these are the types of Republicans that are representing millions of Americans. They believe they're representing your views. Now, 92 to 93% of Republicans agree with President Trump. Do you think that in Ohio and Maine and elsewhere, in Utah, that they agree mostly with Romney and Portman and Susan Collins on this? The answer is no. Of course they don't. They're not being represented. These people have their own personal... I don't know what the Democrats have on them, but for all intents and purposes, those are Democrats. We don't control the Senate. Forget what they tell you. I don't care what the numbers show. And the only way, let me tell you something. Pay attention, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. The only way we're going to make hay is when you start backing the president. Look, I don't know. I know I'm in Utah. So you guys, I hope you're paying attention. I don't know if we're in Maine and I know we're in Ohio, but the audience is there. The audience is in those markets. You better let Susan, you better let Rob Portman, you better let Mitt Romney. And for those of you who have access to other folks, you better let these people know that these turncoat senators, their days are limited. They are, I wish I could just clone me so I could go work on these campaigns and help these people get it together. This is ridiculous how we let this occur. I'm done with it. Time to, you turn around. We have a Republican criticizing. Look, if you got a legitimate beef, I don't care. I want to hear it. But when your beef is over a lie, when you talk about, oh, it's unflattering. You know what's unflattering? What's unflattering is what the Democrats attempted to do, and you all know it. They know it. They're still trying it. It's gone from a witch hunt to what President Trump calls a con job, and they're still doing it. And instead of look, I don't care what your personal issue Romney is with Donald Trump. Let's face it, Trump did what Romney couldn't, and neither none of these other putzes. But whatever your personal differences are, when it comes to right, you should be backing him. Romney should say, you know what? I may disagree with the president on a lot of things, but this report, this is ridiculous. How could they possibly do something like this to an individual? Whatever his response was, it was measured in comparison to what they did to him. That's what Romney, Susan Collins, and anybody else should be saying. Weak-kneed Republicans.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will announce his 2020 presidential campaign on Thursday. Sources close to Biden are confirming that Biden will announce his candidacy with an online video, and he'll appear in Pittsburgh for an event at a local union hall. The winner of the $768 million Powerball jackpot has come forward to claim his prize in Wisconsin. 24-year-old Manuel Franco says he'll accept the lump sum payment and tells reporters it's still sinking in.
It was amazing. My heart started racing, blood pumping. My blood felt warm. I screamed for about 5 or 10 minutes. Feels like a dream, and it feels honestly like any moment I'm going to wake up.
Franco will be receiving a lump sum payment of $477 million. The pair of Nigerian brothers who say they helped actor Jussie Smollett stage a fake hate crime are now suing the Empire actor's attorneys for defamation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who you see shifting in terms of their opinions are independents, because Republicans have largely been consistent in their view of the investigation, considering it to be biased or, in many cases, baseless, and then Democrats have been very consistent in their view of the investigation, considering it to be absolutely necessary and believing that there was evidence of collusion or obstruction beyond some of the actions that Trump had taken. So it's the independents in the middle that right now are breaking in favor of the president, largely accept Barr's memo and his conclusions, and it'll be interesting to see how those independents shift in terms of their opinions in the next few days.
Tell me what I don't already know. Yeah, the independents are shifting our way. Surprise, surprise. Did we do this clip the other day? Anyway, I don't know. It's worth playing. The independents are shifting our way. The Republicans are staunchly in the corner of Donald Trump. I don't know what it takes for you to be a Republican if you're one of these people that's in the 6 or 7 or 8% that doesn't support Trump. What does it take for you? Why do you even call yourself a Republican? It's not a dirty word. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're speaking with. KJRadio.com. You know, it's funny. I'll hear people,
oh, Kevin, Republican is dirty. Yeah, I don't call myself a Republican.
Why? I mean, look, a libertarian, Republican, conservative, pragmatist, I don't care what you call yourselves. It's the same thing. Republic, it means for the people, by the people, not government. Government is there to support. A republic. I just want you to think about the word. The republic. It's so strong versus a Democrat. It's a republic. It showcases, look, when you're down, the republic will help you. But when you're not down, the republic expects you to contribute. It's really that simple. We've got people out there on the left who don't want to work, who expect to be paid because they were born, who expect to be paid a, quote, livable wage, no matter what age they are or no matter how they squander their lives. Some of them expect to be paid even after they've done whatever they do. They say, you know what, you still got to support me no matter what, from the cradle to the grave. That's what the Democrats want to build. That's what they want you to be a part of. Are you kidding? Anyway. This is it's a crazy world we live in now with these leftists. And how often are you pushing back? Are you saying to them, look, you're an idiot. If you believe the Mueller report, do we have to play that Barack Obama clip again where he told Donald Trump, the Russians can't interfere with our elections, you just need to campaign, and don't complain at the outcome? That's a speech he should have given to Hillary Clinton. That's a speech he should have given to the Democrats. That's a speech he should have given to his staff. So now we've got people out there running around to defend. There is nothing to defend. I will not defend Donald Trump. The reason for it is there's nothing to defend.
Well, the Mueller report shows obstruction.
No, that the Mueller report shows you as a guy fighting back because you people, the Democrats, you brain dead morons, you decided you were going to try to convict somebody. And guess what? You're not trying to convict Trump. We know this. We're smarter than that. Any more than you were attacking Kavanaugh. You weren't attacking Kavanaugh. You were attacking institutions. You were attacking the things that they stood for. Kavanaugh stands for justice. He doesn't care what side of it it's on. If it's justice and it's common sense, and I'm not talking about by the whims of man, understanding that in your DNA you get it, that you get right from wrong, that's why you know there is a Heavenly Father, because you don't need a parent to tell you right from wrong. Oh, don't misunderstand me. I know you can be taught that theft is okay. The gypsies and what's going on in many cases in minority communities where, oh, it's okay if you got that hot item, that stolen item. But let me tell you, whoever's telling you that, they know in their heart of hearts it is wrong. Nobody had to tell them. You don't even need parents to tell you right from wrong. It might save your life, but I'm saying ultimately you will figure it out. You want to know why? Because your maker gave you that ability. And what Democrats want you to do is turn that off, because they want you to turn off God. They don't want you to believe in the church. In fact, there's a poll. Church membership has fallen through, I mean, the bottom. Here's what I'm reading this. This is a Gallup poll. As Christian and Jewish Americans prepare to celebrate Easter and Passover respectively, Gallup finds the percentage of Americans who report belonging to a church, synagogue, or mosque at an all-time low, averaging 50% in 2018. U.S. church membership was 70% or higher from 1937 to 1976, falling modestly to an average of 68% in the 70s through the 90s. The past 20 years has seen an acceleration in the drop-off. 20 percentage point decline since 1999, more than half of that change occurring since the start of the current decade. In other words, when Barack Obama, the anti-church, you can use a different name if you want, when he got into office, you watched church membership plummet. You watched the Sodom and Gomorrah, if you will, of America become what it is. In the last decade, folks, a 20-point decline. In other words, 10 points since 1999. A 10-point change in a decade. Biggest change of any decade during the Obama era. Just putting that out there for you. So we have completely lost our way. And you hear people often talk about, hey, listen, we've got to be back to God. And it sounds rather, kind of like, oh, here comes another one of these Bible thumping spiritualists or whatever. But the truth of the matter is, at the core, forget mentioning God, at the core, you know what we got to get back to? We got to get back to appreciating life, appreciating family, and supporting community with that in mind. That's all we have to do. That in and of itself is the essence of God. I don't have to get here and be preaching on you. I don't need my rag. No, put my robe back. Put my robe back. I don't need my handkerchief. I don't need the choir. And I don't need Sister Ara saying, today, Ara, we going to have at the church such and such. No, we don't need her. We don't need any of her. I don't need to get preachy. You've watched the destruction of the family. You've watched the destruction of our moral core. You've watched all the things that, like I said, if you want to be gay, be gay. But that is antithetical to nature. I'm not, and I don't care. Believe me, there are many things that don't jive with nature. And they're wrong, too. You get what I'm saying? And I'm not coming down on gays. I'm just telling you, in acceptance of the lifestyle and saying, you know what, this is normal. You wonder why we don't have family the way we have. And I'm not saying gay folks can't have families, because there'll be people right, Kevin, what are you trying to say? I got a cousin who's gay. I'm gay. Well, look, if you're a gay conservative, Republican, libertarian, whatever, I don't really care. What I'm saying to you is You deal with it differently than your counterparts. Your counterparts want it to be acceptable that all the things that come with the accoutrements of gay, good or bad, but mostly bad in their sense, that we have to accept it. Right now, they are talking about, I think it may go to the Supreme Court. Do we let gays have special rights as a special interest group? And my short answer is heck to the no. Since when do we have special rights based on your sexuality at a time when nobody gives a crap about your sexuality? We were talking about the 1900s, maybe so. Now, there are people that may argue,
well, Kevin, if we don't do something about this, then, you know, what about 100 years from now?
100 years from now, heterosexuality may be outlawed. What are you talking about? I ain't worried about them. They're making all kinds of strides. We better be looking out for ourselves. I jokingly say, when I introduce myself, I say, yeah, my name's Kevin Jackson. I have four sons, all boys, and people laugh. But it's not really meant to be funny news. Yeah, it's meant to be legit. You know, it's meant to be something to wake you up to go, you got to make this statement now. Four boys. I have four sons, all boys, because you can't assume it anymore. I told you, you can't assume. Go out there in public, see two girls together, think they're just frolicking best friends. No. No, they're on their way to get a liquor license. That's all I got to say on that. Anyway, so it's going south on us, and it's because we aren't pushing back enough, is all I'm saying. We're not pushing back enough. We should be pushing back, but it's going our way. Independents have looked at this situation. I talked about this the other day. I think we did play this clip, that clip. Democrats are looking at this situation and saying, I need to walk away. Republicans are becoming stronger because of this. They're beginning to recognize that there is no way to satisfy a leftist. I keep saying this, I say it over and over, and people think I'm just kidding. You're like, Kevin, you're trying to be funny. I'm not being funny. There is no way to satisfy someone who can't be sad, who refuses.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't take this as a huge sign, but it is a sign. And it's a good sign, a sign that things are going in the right direction. But understand, folks, we are stopping an ocean liner. And that doesn't happen on a dime. We are trying to impede the progress of a glacier. This is what the left has done over the period of decades. They've eroded entertainment. They've eroded the media. They've eroded the military. They've eroded the idea of capitalism. They've eroded the idea of small government, what the Tea Party Community.org is about. And we're trying to stop it. And let me tell you, Superman can't stop what's going on right now. It's going to take some time. I have a group of people. We have a thing called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, and it's to get rid of the social justice agenda. And one of my benefactors who donated some money to it, he would have donated more, but he says, Kevin, what are you going to be able to do? You know, I can't see you really making an impact in education. You know, it's just too far gone. And I said to him, okay, well, let's look at Turning Point. love what Charlie's doing, Charlie Kirk and his team. They've been doing it a decade. Same amount as me with identity politics. I'll ask you this. Schools better or worse? Universities, are they more liberal or less liberal over the last decade? So he says, more. Okay, great. Charlie's raising crazy amounts of money. People are investing in it. He's got students all over the nation at these campuses. What are they able to accomplish? It's gotten worse. No condemnation of him. He's begun the journey more than most people would do. He needs his funding. But when you compare it to me, you know, go, what are you going to be able to accomplish? I tell you what, check back with me in 5 years, because I guarantee you I will have accomplished a lot. There will be fewer liberal professors and more conservative professors on college campuses. There will be more conservative students. People will be able to speak out. And you want to know why? Because I can provide cover for Charlie, because his organizations are under fire. If they do the wrong thing, they lose their charter. These students are afraid to speak out. You want to know why? Because they don't have a layer of cover. I explained it this way. My organization provides air cover. Charlie's group says, Kevin, there's a professor, there's a chancellor over here, let's get him. They can't do much, but they can point him out. So think of them as the people in the field putting the laser beam on the tank. And then my Air Force comes in and we sue. We bomb them. We get information. We put a marketing campaign to talk about the level, the duplicitous nature of who these people are. They're racist. They're separatists. They're all kinds of things. But more importantly, we get them into court. That's what we do. Now, we need the 1-2 punch. Because let me tell you, Turning Point is struggling. If they start doing that, they lose their charters. But I can do it. I can come in after the fact. That's how we work together. Now, if you don't see that, shame on you. So anyway, he's going to rethink it. And he made a significant donation, but we need a lot more dollars. So I just want to put it in perspective. We have to win. And we're going to get little wins. There's a little win the TPUSA is on college campuses and they're able to get these meetings set and they're starting to influence some students. But it's not a big win. It's a little win. It can be a big win. The ground troops are there. Now we got to arm them and we got to let them know they got an Air Force, they got a Navy, and they got satellites looking in on things. We can fly drones over. There's all kinds of things we can do to help them out. So we get these little wins. And we got a little win recently when Democrats rejected Omar's money. It took a while, but they're starting to distance themselves from this crazy radical Muslim. Oh, she comes off as nice and polite and all this, but she is a wolf in sheep's clothing. When you consider Omar's considerable baggage, you have to wonder, what's taking the Democrats so long to finally look at her and go, you know what, that's not who I want to associate myself with. This is a woman who married her brother. Then, according to sources, she used her campaign funds to pursue a divorce from her brother. Now, incest notwithstanding, Omar has other vulnerabilities. For instance, she hates America. Her comments about 9/11, where almost 3,000 Americans died, it took down our financial system, it absolutely devastated one of our iconic cities, New York, and she says some people did something. Now, that doesn't exactly help the Democrats explain terrorism in America. It wasn't some people who did something, it was radical Islamists who wanted to do jihad against America and accomplished it to a large degree. They disrupted our financial systems. They disrupted our way of life. We changed forever. Now, the problem is we have gone back the other direction. Who would have known that on a day that we're now where we are after we got bombed, got planes flown into the Twin Towers and other buildings, killed people in this country, and we're at a point where we're going, let's give these Muslims more laws. Let's do more for them. Because it's the leftist nature to say, well, we know what they deserve, but let's give them the opposite of what they deserve. Because that'll make them better. If your kid wants sugar in the morning for breakfast, give it to them. You know they should be eating a healthy meal, but why not give them sugar? Because, you know what, if that's what they want, that's what they should get. She hates America. She wouldn't even condemn what any fool would call the bad element within the Muslim community. So the death of almost 3,000 Americans is meaningless to her. And if that wasn't enough, she makes it clear that she hates Jews. It's not a guess. So apparently Democrats have said, you know what, we better rethink this. We better really look at the optics of it. We better look at it for the long haul. I don't know whether this is one of these Donald Trump things that you can get credit Trump with down the road, but I'll tell you this. Democrats need to be looking introspectively and saying, do we really love this country or not? Are we really going to let one person determine our destiny? AOC, is she going to determine your destiny? Is she really the future of the Democrat Party? Is Ilhan Omar and Tlaib Rashid, are they the futures of the future of the Democrat Party? Do you represent everybody or do you represent special interest? They said this. The Free Beacon said it. The re-election for Representative Lucy McBath, who's a Democrat in Georgia, said the campaign rejected a $2,000 contribution sent to it by fellow Democrat freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who has been criticized by colleagues on both sides of the aisle for anti-Semitism. Now, Pelosi came out recently and said, I don't find what she said anti-Semitic, but remind me, what did she say? I'm not kidding. Pelosi actually came out and said, you know, I don't believe what she said was anti-Semitic, but you got to tell me what she said. It's kind of like, let's pass the bill to see what's in the bill. And as with all things Democrat, we get the reason behind the rejection of the McBath campaign, but they say this, McBath's rejection of the donation is more important than it may sound. The 6th District has a significant Jewish population, particularly in Sandy Springs and East Cobb County. So she's rejecting the money because she's concerned about the strong Jewish population in 2 counties that she needs to win, and Jews vote Democrat, so you know, here's this anti-Jew. She's going to be able to say, I rejected that anti-Jew's money, that Jew-haters' money, so you can stay Democrat. But she took it at first. Another one did it as well. She wasn't the only Democrat. WSCO TV reporter Joe Bruno reported that Dan McReady, a Democrat out of North Carolina, also returned a $2,000 donation. They said he refunded it. That's what a spokesperson said. And then they quoted, there's no place for divisiveness in politics. And he didn't feel it was appropriate to accept the donation. But we got a little bit of a problem here because he took the donation in early November of last year. But he rejected it on March 30th of this year, only a few weeks ago. Okay? Omar's contribution was deemed acceptable back in November of 2018, but after further consideration, well, maybe we ought to take a different look. See, they should have rejected her donation from the beginning. And here's what's most interesting to me about this. Omar's campaign has enough money to send out what I guess the legal limit to all these other campaigns. This is Muslims buying influence. She's donating to fellow Democrats in order to gain power. Today it's $2,000 per campaign. Think about the number of campaigns, okay? She's going to donate $2,000. Then, you know what she's going to do? She's going to get Muslim coalitions in each of these areas, and they're going to set up funding operations, and they're going to become big funders. So you're going to see an influx of money from the Muslim community going to Democrats. I'm telling you what's going to happen. They're going to be big Muslim bundlers is what they call them. They're going to be bundling all over the country. Omar's going to be the one doing it. She's going to be the person that you have to kiss the ring as a Democrat if you want to get elected. Because either she's going to get the money for you or she's going to get it for somebody that's against you. That's what we're looking at.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.